Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Baseless Speculation, all of the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Joel.
So, what do we think's going to happen in Black Widow, the movie?
Way!
Not the woman.
I don't know. See, that's thrown me because I wasn't thinking about what would happen inside a human being. Presumably,
digest you.
The bug.
Ah, what's going to happen?
Sorry, arachnid.
Spiders, not actually bugs.
No
bug spray will kill a bug. Bug spray will kill a spider, but it's not a bug.
Yeah, that's true.
Really
that's
makes
very
you
true.
Think.
Will it kill other things that are small? Like
kill
a rodent?
Dog? Yes.
So the movie, that's coming out soon. I can only imagine.
It is the Marvel movie that Marvel, like the MCU, had set up to be the very next one. Global pandemic.
Whoops. Mm.
There's been roughly a year since it should have come out.
Yeah, it was originally meant to be, I think, start of. Oh no, it was like May 16. I think was its original release date. It's now April. Something.
Yeah.
Early to mid April.
Yeah, exactly.
So the May 16 obviously was 2020,
and now it's 2021.
Yeah, oh my god! If you weren't aware. Time flies.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because this movie is not coming out when they intended it to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This is like the first reshuffling of the MCU we've had, minus the fact that the Inhumans movie became a TV series that everyone mocked and hated.
Which is crazy because that TV show is a dog with a tuning fork on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool, dude. You could use it to tune your guitar.
Also, you've got the, Blackagar Baltagon.
Blackagar Baltagon. How did that show not succeed?
Well, they ran out of money, so the dog doesn't really leave a barn for like six episodes.
Oh, that's good.
Medusa, she shaves her head at the end of the first episode and never gets it back.
If you told
Wait,
me...
Wait, so you're... Hang on. So we'll get...
Please.
So Medusa, who in the comics is like, yes, because she has
powered by her head,
like,
yeah.
long, like flowing hair and she kind of wraps
it. She can use it like
and,
a weapon.
So obviously it's a weapon.
So, her powers are... Her hair. So episode one.
Yeah, end of episode one.
Like Donkey Kong in the Donkey Kong TV show.
Yes, they shave Donkey Kong.
Yeah, because that's the King like, K. Rool finds a cheat book, and it says that Donkey Kong, like Samson, is powered by his hair, and then he pretends
I
to be.
I need you to understand how. Fake this sounds.
It's
you're
true.
Saying it with the utmost confidence. So my brain is so confused.
I was going to do like a gag. So what? Donkey Kong is like Samson. But then he said it.
No, King K. Rool, I think, says as much. And then King K. Rool makes a robotic Candy Kong who says that she would find Donkey Kong really sexy if he shaved his head. And so Donkey Kong does because he's a moron. And then he ends up bald.
A horny moron. Is he bald all over?
No, just the top of his head. But what's quite disturbing to discover is that his skull is shaped like that. You know, Donkey Kong is a cowlick, that's flesh, and then he Candy Kong does that, and he's upset about it, and he loses his powers. But
what
then,
powers?
Wait, hang on, so it was true.
Yeah.
So he is like Samson.
He is like Samson. Yeah, his powers, his strength, I suppose. But then in the end, I'm fairly sure Diddy Kong gives Donkey Kong a magic golden banana.
It's bad to look at. It looks like he's got a nipple on his head, but a wrong one.
And he gets strong again, and he beats King K. Rool. He beats him, in combat. For the short-lived Donkey Kong TV show made using... It looks like it was made by some Kongs. Anyway, so Black Widow.
Black Widow was delayed by a year, was meant to come out as like the first... Phase 4, but they're not calling it Phases release.
Well, they're quite lucky that Black Widow is clearly, and this is not a, like, it's clearly a kind of prequel or like a flashback movie.
It's set in between the events of Civil War and Infinity War. So because if you recall, Black Widow in the Garden Timeline fell off a cliff.
Mr. Magooder way off the magic cliff.
In between
turned into a rock.
Infinity's War and Endgames.
Uh-huh. 5 years passed.
Yeah. When we were reintroduced to Black Widow, did she have different color hair a la Hawkman?
No, she's dead.
Sorry?
What?
So at the start of Infinity War, she has different hair.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Who's Hawkman?
The guy with the bow.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, I see.
When does Black Widow die? Oh, right. She dies in...
Yeah. She dies in Endgame.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, she does.
Yeah,
she does.
I wasn't. She does in Endgame.
Sorry, okay. No, I got her excellent. And Gamora's excellent. Death
confirmed. Yeah, yeah, she does in Endgame, for sure. But this is taking place. Yeah.
Two people in what is a beloved cinematic franchise die because they fall off a cliff.
Yeah. It's a bad cliff.
Does she go from redhead fucking right blonde or the other way around?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So this clearly, this film as well is exploring.
So it means we know, just on what Zammit's saying, we know the ending of the Black Widow film. The last scene is she dyes her hair, looks in a mirror, and it's cut and blonde.
Is it kind of like a thing, like the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, so we can tell what timeline we're at depending on her hair?
It may be. That's a good theory.
That's a pretty good theory. I mean, in Endgame, she still has blonde in her hair. It's just grown out.
Yeah.
Like, because she's got like a
Braid.
So we will probably get her blonde. What? I guess. That'll be pretty cool.
Imagine if the movie opens.
Her hair blonde and you next to us are like, yes.
Told you.
Imagine the movie opens and she's at the bottom of the cliff and this is like a.
Like a dying
thought.
Well, that's a good question. How do we think
to open this film, a Black Widow film, which people have been clamoring on, like Marvel's asked for, like, hey, when are you going to release a Black Widow film?
Yeah, since Iron Man 2, since she was introduced.
So to have that and to have the opening scene to remind everyone that Black Widow died by cracking her skull open on the bottom of a cliff.
Like an egg.
It opens, it's like dark screen, right? Just black. And we hear, whoa, whoa,
whoa. So not only are they showing it, they are changing the content.
Yeah, they rewrite.
So it's like she slipped.
She slipped off, and then she's lying on the ground like
she's like, Clint, be careful! These cliffs are slippery.
Da 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 da.
And Black Widow.
Just they get like, oh, this is where we can put in like a single fuck. We'll have Hawkeye. Fuck.
Fucking hell.
Jesus, fuck.
Oh, she's fucking dead. Oh, my God. And then these 20 years earlier.
These clips are fucking slippery. Hey, huh?
I like that we've decided. Every movie gets one fuck.
Everyone.
That's the new rule.
It's not a new rule. It's been a rule.
No, I mean every movie.
Every PG-13
film. Every movie. Trolls 2 World Tour. This is a fucking world tour.
Oh, fuck, dude. We're trolls.
Damn.
Holy fuck. Anyway, so we know it's going to be a prequel. It's a prequel, but it also is going to explore Black Widow's origin and the Red Rooms and stuff.
Yes. And Black Widow's family.
Yeah, exactly, which is very cool. This is a movie that I'm genuinely pretty excited for. It gives me big Captain America 2 vibes, you know?
So something I think worth pointing out at this point, and I may be too late on this, but two things to take into consideration when you're listening to this episode. One, WandaVision hasn't ended yet. Mm-hmm. That, I doubt, will change anything because it was originally meant to come out after this movie. But just in case.
I don't
want to sound stupid.
Just in case there's a post-credit in this one that involves Vision traveling through time.
We don't know what could happen. Yeah.
Secondly, I forgot what the second point was.
Make one up.
I think we're basing all of this off the trailers. I think there is leaks.
We are too stupid to be in touch with leaks.
I don't know how to find them.
Yeah. Mm. Do I search leaks?
Reddit. But are they true?
Who can truly say? I shrugged when I went,
just in case you
weren't
aware.
That's an audible shrug. So what do we know about the Red Rooms from the previous films?
Ballet. She does the
run
the ballet.
By before sunshine, before sunset. You were gonna say,
run by buffoons.
Run
Ethan
by
Hawke?
Julie. Julie?
No. I don't know, dude.
Julie Delphi? Celeste? What's her name?
Julie Deeply?
Julie Deeply.
Yeah, okay.
She ran the Red Room in Age of Ultron flashbacks.
Yes, but also in this they say that Taskmaster was in charge of the Red Rooms. Mm. Does that mean that Taskmaster is Julie Deeply or whatever her name
is? Or does that mean that between the 20 years or whatever, the Red Room has changed hands?
Well, that's fair.
There was one of the trailers that I was half watching for this very episode. And when one of the scenes where Taskmaster does a flip or whatever, I thought he had long flowing blonde hair, but I could have not been watching the particular fight. So maybe... Yes, it's her.
It would be so funny, right? Because that's some fucking Metroid 1 ass reveal where they're like, oh my God, it was a girl. And it would be incredible if in the MCU, the female-led superhero film that people have been clamoring for since Iron Man 2, they had that, like, stupid reveal where they were like, guess what, dude? Taskmaster?
Julie Deeply.
Tits.
Whatever.
You know? Oh, no, I honestly think it's 100% going to be a female.
I think it is, too.
That felt bad. Yeah, I think...
Gal.
Going to be a female. What the fuck?
Just say broad, dude.
That, look.
Even worse, I feel.
But yeah, no, I think the Taskmaster's reveal will be a female character.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. That felt... The character really changed.
Yeah, that's what you really had to add. Just, yeah,
that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. That held that sentence together.
Yeah, it's going to be a female, and I'm going to be cut. That was the vibe of my sentence.
It was.
And I want to distance myself very far.
I want to distance myself from you.
Oh, no, that's why I'm apologizing.
No, but yeah, I think absolutely it's going to be somebody. Do we think that the reveal of Taskmaster, because Taskmaster's a character in a mask, right? So that's like you primed yourself for like a...
Which is why I don't think that Joel Zammett's so long for
long,
think
he did
it. Yeah, because... But what if it is Julie Deeply or Delpy? Deeply? What if it is the character from Before Sunrise?
The actor.
Yeah.
She was already probably like in her 40s in Age of Ultron in a flashback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then
that would be cool if she's like a badass
60s,
nana.
Yeah.
I genuinely love badass nans. That's a trope I've got a lot of time for.
Look, I know a lot of people, listeners to the show, are probably new to the BS boys. But Jackson, if you ever revealed at any point that you had a nan fetish, this would be my face. Okay. Why are you telling me something that I obviously already knew?
Jackson, I had a card written for this exact situation. You just handed it to me and it says, duh.
Is this a joke? Are you...
You think this is new information
for me,
dude?
You think this is funny to try and like mock me like I don't pay attention to my friends?
So, look, Julie Delpy is 51.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the character, like...
Yeah. Mm. So, stunt person. Could be doing all the flips and stuff.
Yeah, and also,
and then
like,
the mask reveal.
It's not, would not be surprising for the MCU as well to be like, what? She's got some super soldier juice in her. Clearly, they're already doing stuff with
super soldier juice.
They're already doing stuff with super soldier juice because David Arbour is definitely playing some kind of Captain Russia or whatever.
Red Guardian.
Wanna hear my really fucking stupid theory that I just figured out?
Yes.
Or not figured out, but just thought of. You want to talk super serum juice, you want to talk stupid.
Oh, wait, I think... Yeah. Can, all right.
What do you think I'm about to say?
Am I in the... So Red Guardian is the dad and Taskmaster is the mother of Black Widow.
That would be cool.
I know, I was going to say... Well, guess that could be it, but I was going to say Taskmaster takes off their mask and, oh my God, it's Scarlett Johansson again. It's a Black Widow clone.
Oh, that would be cool too.
That would also be cool.
I want both these things.
Because then you've got Scarlett Johansson. Like, you don't have... Because we'll get to another very obvious theory. This one is really... out of the box, I feel.
I
feel
like
people... So I think it's a good way to keep Scarlett Johansson in the franchise without, like, cheap... Like, I mean, it is still...
It's cheap.
It's cheap.
I mean, they've done this before already with Gamora, but it's...
But it's a different character this time.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's a clone. It's not just the same person, different time.
You can't... Really, introducing clones is like taking a cork out of a barrel, you know? You're just... Everything's going to come pouring in. There's no plugging that back up.
Surely time travel already removed that cork.
I removed a different cork.
Yeah.
So it's leaking from two holes if you got clones.
Yeah, because time travel doesn't work how we think it works. Everyone wants you to think about it. So
clones, there's
no
way...
That was them plugging up the hole.
Yeah, they plugged the hole back up.
They were like, don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Thumb in, and then thumbs in. Other one comes out, the clone plug. Like, well, we can't be like, don't think about it, because there's kind of only one way to make a clone.
Well, and then there's also the multiverse plug, which has already popped up. That's the lid. It's off.
There's actually no water in this barrel at all. It's all on the floor.
All the tricks.
Yeah. But no,
look,
I like
the barrel,
that theory.
It's just Hugh Jackman, and you're like, oh yeah, that's the last.
That's
trick.
Coming
that
at some point, and he's snicked. Yeah. But yes, I think that's a good. They're both good theories, and obviously neither of them can exist like together, which is a shame.
Although,
no, that's fucked up.
Black Widow's her own mum.
Yeah, it's just a lot. I don't want to unpack that. So, but that's a good theory, and I think because that was going to be my question. Taskmaster got a mask. There will be a reveal. Now, will the reveal be that it is somebody we already know? Will it just be that, oh, it's a woman? Or,
well,
like, what are we talking
about? It is strange that, like, this movie has been in, well, it's almost been out for a year, basically.
Yeah.
And we don't know who's playing Taskmaster, as far as I'm aware.
Mm.
I may be wrong. I have not been keeping up to date super well with information.
Yeah.
The trailers do not show Taskmaster without a mask on.
Yeah.
Or they do, but they don't say this is Taskmaster.
Yeah. It's funny because there's not really anybody already in the MCU canon that I can imagine filling that role in such a way that you're like,
well,
whoa.
Yeah. So, Googling the IMDb cast list of Task, no one is there. So I guess we don't know the actor or actress playing.
Yeah, that's interesting because that makes it seem like it's going to be someone.
Well,
someone.
If
yeah.
it's someone, you got to kind of like, well, who would be a big surprise?
Yeah.
So, or at least a, huh?
Yeah.
So not like a big surprise, but like a, oh, okay, would be Baron Zemo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Because like, it wouldn't be a huge reveal because people would be like, who's that wiener looking boy?
Yeah, what? But Baron Zemo is also going to be, I'm fairly sure, the like main antagonist of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Correct, but Black Widow is meant to come out before Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, so it could be a bit of a...
And it could be the thread.
Yeah, that is true. That's possible. But doesn't that mean that Baron Zemo, who gets captured at the end of Civil War...
Breaks out immediately.
Yeah. Breaks out again.
Travels to Russia, puts on a mask.
Does some flips.
Yeah.
He's
the vibe from the trailer is also that Taskmaster's been up to this for a little bit.
And then the thing is, like, it's been meant to be training the people in the Red Room for quite some time.
The implication you get from this is that, I don't know if it is a biological family, it is hard to tell, but Florence Pugh, who was also part of the Red Room, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, was like, I should have come back for you. I knew it was terrible,
but it seems like
I didn't.
Shit's going down.
Yeah. Yes. Also, Florence Pugh, White Widow, 100% will replace Black Widow in the MCU. Done. Lock it in.
For sure. Lock it in. There you go, baby.
Yes.
And something I said when we were watching the trailers together that I would just like to associate with this podcast.
Yeah. So that when it happens, we're right. Yeah.
Yes. Florence Pugh, Disney have accidentally painted themselves into a Scarlet Witch situation again, where they've given Florence Pugh an awful accent that they're going to want her to drop.
Yeah.
But her character has it, so it's just going to fade.
But they can do that wonderful thing where they're like, she's a super spy. She can do any accent she wants. And
mostly American.
Or British.
Because that's her real life
accent.
Well, there you go.
Too easy.
Yeah.
That's very funny to be like, yeah, now that when she's with the Avengers, she's British. Don't worry about it.
Right then, Governor, it's me, White Leo. I don't know what that was. It's close.
Well, it's sort of like an urchin boy.
roll up.
Roll up.
Cup of soup, Governor.
News of the day, Governor.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Queen, still in charge. Well on.
Another possibility, I think, with the reveal, because this is another thing, it's a kind of meta reveal, is that it's a famous actor. Because that's a classic.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not a surprise because it's not like, you know, Taskmaster takes off the mask and Scarlett Johansson is like, oh my God, Jim Carrey.
Both good.
Both strange choices. Both also just like aging men that just don't fit the role whatsoever. That's good. But could be a famous actor as well.
Yeah, a reveal for the audience that it is a famous actor. But
I don't know
that'd
who,
be
though, really.
Kind of like, yeah, that's just like.
What if it's a parallel of the Winter Soldier scene? Takes off the mask, it's Jim Carrey. Again, a reference to the mask. Jim Carrey. And then Scarlett Johansson, or Black Widow, says, Jim Carrey. And then, in reference in Winter Soldier, he's like, who the hell is Jim?
Well, then he takes off his face again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Revealing.
Keanu Reeves.
Jamie Kennedy,
son of the mask.
Oh, my God. How deep does a rabbit hole go to this depth?
It's a dangerous thing to mention Son of the Masking anything, because if anyone listening to this or anyone has ever just Googled any scenes from that movie, your brain just goes into a trance after you know what it looks like, because you're like, why? Why did any of this?
Why did they do such a terrible... But like, I don't know. I think that might be a bit... That to me is something that like Marvel haven't really done.
They don't keep names as a surprise. Yeah.
They have had stuff like...
But they cast big names as villains.
Talk like this.
Stallone. In Guardians
and stuff, you know.
And Miley Cyrus as a voice or something.
Yeah, it's that
what
kind
was Miley
of...
Cyrus? Oh, yeah, that's right. Also I remember.
Yeah.
The same thing.
So they've not done it quite this explicitly, but they do have the like, oh my God, it's Sylvester Stallone. And you're like...
I guess.
Cool, dude.
Because Mads Mikkelsen has played
He's
a villain.
He's slow now.
The other fella, what's his name? Christopher Eccleston.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gotten like, there's more examples.
I'm sure.
Every villain. Yeah. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. So it's possible. I'm not saying it's a definite.
I guess all movies do that.
I would say unlikely. Sure. That's just if I was giving odds, I would give it that very much an unlikely.
So what's the most likely situation? Black Widow again?
Either I reckon it's Black Widow, like or like Julie.
Yeah. Julie. I think those are good theories. Yeah.
Or what if? How about this? Right,
I'm listening.
So he's got like a skull mask as a mask. Mm. He takes it off, revealing a further skull mask. It's Red Skull.
Oh my god!
I'm back, baby.
Aren't you? I'm back.
I use the time. Oh.
Okay.
Because he's there when she die. Is that anything or just me being like a thing?
Well, it would be a silly reveal.
It is definitely a thing.
Yeah. Do we think that this is going to tie into any future Marvel movies? Or do we reckon this is going to be the thing where it's like...
Self-contained?
Yeah, like it's pretty self-contained.
It won't be self-contained. Marvel are not doing self-contained things anymore. I think what will most likely happen is you'll get characters you're introduced to in this that won't die, but you just won't hear of again. David Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
He's lock him in for dying.
Yeah.
I'd like to put that on the board. Shot. Dead.
Yeah.
No, I mean, David Arbor's got a heroic sacrifice coming.
Oh, yeah. Surely. It's written all over him. Yeah. He might as well have HS on his. My brain could have done better than that.
A big target on his face.
And he's gone. Calling
a superhero heroic sacrifice is great. I got one in me. Okay.
Is your power you can recover from? Absolutely
not. No,
but
no,
I can
no.
do it. So can anyone. That's not a power. What do we think about this? Okay, here's a theory. David Alba's playing like a kind of a Rusky version of Captain America, yeah?
Well, that's something that we're going to get to soon because there's a fuck ton of shield throwing in this trailer.
But what I was going to say, how many parallels to Captain... This is classic Marvel shit.
Mm.
Are we going to get a quippy version of I Can Do This All Day from old Captain David Arbor Rusher over here? Surely.
Yes. Arkin puts his hands on his knees and is like... I don't know how they do this all day.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
Oh, how do you do this all
how
day?
How do you do this all day? How do you do this all day?
Governor.
Anybody have a cup of soup for little urchin boy, David Arbor? You can have urchin in many different countries.
The queen, yeah, she's still in charge of Great Britain.
What are you saying? Nothing. Never mind. But yes, I think we're definitely going to get some Captain America parallel. I mean, we're already kind of doing the trailers where it's like Captain America is a big old beefcake and David Arbor, he out of shape, but he's still powerful.
Yeah, still fits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess going back to Taskmaster, is there any, because like we know he's sort of, I guess, the power set of Taskmaster, which is being able to mimic anyone's fighting maneuvers, which is basically the same as the comic book. So is there any person in the MCU that it could be revealed where everyone's like, oh my god, they were king of the red room for the hot time?
Honestly think Baron Zemo is the most likely because Baron Zemo also has fucked with videotapes on screen.
Maybe. I feel like Baron Zemo
but he was too whiny and tried to shoot himself in the head.
Yeah, Baron Zemo's like a
that
kind of
sick.
Yeah.
Captain America's like, oh, it's Black Panther.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
Just like, no.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
It's great.
None of that.
But I think he's too wheedly as a.
How is he going to fight Falcon and or Winter Soldier
with his intellect?
Oh, he's going to outbrain him.
He's like a Alexa Luthor.
Yeah, they're two Chads, and he's the virgin. Mm. But the virgin's sneaky.
Well, he's less a virgin and more a cuck, but he got cucked by death.
Yeah. Nevertheless, he'll use his brains to outwit him.
Yeah,
but
maybe Baron Zemo is part of it. Maybe behind the scenes, if he's kind of.
We've got Baron Zemo in a uniform in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yeah. Surely you just keep them in the Taskmaster.
I don't think they're going to. Yeah, I don't think Darren Zemo is Taskmaster. No.
Darren Zemo.
Is Taskmaster.
Big Dazza. Stay in your lane, mate. Stick to the Falcon and Winter Soldier TV show.
What about. So Taskmaster in the comics just is like preternaturally disposed to being able to like
do that.
Do what?
He's just a guy that can do that thing.
Yeah.
Great at watching videotapes.
Dude, having your power set being a guy that can do that thing. What's your secret superhero origin? I'm just a guy that can do that thing. No, I don't know, dude. I can fly. I can just do that thing.
Do it. It's not that hard. You can't?
My question is, do you reckon it'll be presented as a... Because there's not that much, like the power level or like the sci-fi bullshit of something like this is like low, right? Like it's low sci-fi. So like my question is, do we think Taskmaster is like sort of like a supernaturally, you know what I mean? Is it some space shit?
I think it's going to be tying it back into the Russian version of the super serum.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be kind of like revealed that, it was also why Black Widow can do what she can do because it's also, she's a little bit super soldier-y.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had the reveal. Does Age of Ultron have the reveal that she's super soldier?
It's got like a sprinkling of it, but yeah, there's no confirmation, but I reckon, yeah, definitely in so this we're going to
lock in that she's a super soldier. Movie ends with her opening her eyes with a cracked head being like, I can do this all day.
That would be cool. I can do this all day, and then Red Skull's like, what? I said, hang on, I'm coming up there.
Do you mean slipping? Before we go for a cliff?
You all right? No. Hang on, I'm coming down there.
Just floats down. Because I think maybe this is kind of where we do that, like, Weapon Zero, if you sort of, like, borrow from the comics, where it was just, like, all the whole Weapons Plus project was all to do with the super serum.
Yeah, and so many superheroes, so many Marvel superheroes, like, the origin ties back to the super soldier serum, and it's really something that's not that discussed in, like, the MCU at all.
Well, you know. In the MCU, you get... Like, and it's not said, but Hulk is super serum.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, I know, I mean, look, WandaVision, we're still waiting for the last episode at the time of recording this.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hints to a certain man thing.
Oh, yeah.
In WandaVision.
Man thing's coming, baby.
Taskmaster?
Well, we see a man thing statue in
Thor Ragnarok.
In Thor Ragnarok.
Absolutely.
Beta Ray Bill's there too.
They reference him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Also in Iron Man 3, Man Thing's wife is there.
Yeah. So that's pretty neat.
Man Thing's whole ass wife is in that movie and no one talks about it. Ex-wife, I guess he's Man Thing now.
Yeah, because he burned her. And so when it comes to the serum,
that's how Ted Salas got
Man-Thinged.
Yeah. He got fucking fuckled out of the deal by his ex-wife.
Yeah.
He was working for AIM. He's working for AIM, who I think they're introducing in probably Armor Wars, let's say. And then, as Ted Salas, brilliant scientist, is driving away with his version of the Super Soldier Serum, he's like, how do I protect it? Injected it into my own arm and crashed the car. And then swamp
into
magic.
The Florida Everglades.
Exactly.
Swamp. And become the nexus of all realities or whatever.
It's definitely coming.
So if we're getting more Super Soldier Serum, maybe we get a sneaky appearance by a certain Ted Salas in
and
this
were
film.
You not saying Dusha, that they're heading towards doing Thunderbolts as well?
I believe so, but I don't think it's confirmed.
Well, and in Thunderbolts, one of them, at least, Man-Thing is their vehicle.
And they're going to need somewhere to, like, to be able to teleport.
Yeah, Man-Thing's coming.
Do you want to hear what's coming up?
Yeah.
In the slate, and you can...
Tell you how Man-Thing fits in.
You tell us the slate, we'll work in Man-Thing.
All right, while you're also doing that, I'm going to stop listening to that part because I also want you to keep in mind, do you think any of these things could potentially give you a hint to who Taskmaster could be?
Okay, well, that will do two things.
Also, side note, I don't know Taskmaster's actual origin in the comics.
Me neither.
Yeah. Okay, none of us do. Okay, cool.
He fight Deadpool sometimes.
His
cape is many long, thin bits of cape, right? That's Taskmaster,
right? That's Mr. Sinister.
Which one's dressed like a mime?
That's also Mr. Sinister, isn't it?
You mean Mr. Sinister? He's got like a red diamond on his forehead. He's a white wife.
Oh, mate. Like little Uzi Vert. You know about that? Got a $20 million diamond put into his head.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's sick. He looks like Vision, but real life.
Yeah.
Wow. People make fun of him, but I think it's sick. Little Uzi Vert, if you're listening, sick drip, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of Mr. Sinister. Do you mean this man?
I do.
Yeah.
He rules. He's an X-Men. He looks like a mime, and his cape is many capes.
He is.
Show me Taskmaster.
Taskmaster, he has a white cape.
Okay. Mm. But what's his face look like? A clown's?
It's a skull face.
Yeah, he's got a mask.
Anyway, go through the slate.
No, you can't ask both of us to read something to you at the same time, Jackson. I'll wait patiently.
Yeah. I can take in two things. No. Binaural beats.
No. So basically, Taskmaster looks like a man who has a white skull face and a shield.
Think Punisher, but with
he's
a shield.
So broad.
And he's got a sword.
Let's see. Show me again.
He's so fucking broad.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. That's unreal.
All right.
It's Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay. Probably no man thing. No, and I think that's going to be pretty self-contained.
Loki. Time travel stuff.
Loki, time travel stuff, reality stuff, could be a man thing appearance.
I forgot that you got excited. I was like, oh, he's got excited. There's no way this ties into Taskmaster. Like, no, it's because you were thinking about man.
Because it probably could, because, I mean, don't think it'll
and
be.
Because Loki was in Thor, like the Thor Ragnarok planet, and that was where man thing was.
Loki hasn't been to that planet.
So then he could meet him for the first time.
Exactly.
Because this Loki is in 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
But then he's traveling through time because stole the Tesseract.
I think that show will be sick. I think there'll be a couple of subtle references to Man-Thing, but I don't think it's going to be explicit, and I don't think it's going to tie into Black Widow.
What if it's a fake-out, and Man-Thing is actually D.B. Cooper?
That would roll.
We would be all very happy.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's
okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hard to link Man Thing to that.
Yeah, and also hard to link Black Widow to that. Yeah. I know that's going to introduce...
Both good at fighting?
Yeah, but it's very... Mandarin? Sort of another part of the MCU, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that's more like a, you know, mystical kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What if? Not canon, who cares?
Yeah.
Definitely Man Thing. Man Thing all over.
They probably will. Well,
they'll enter Man Thing, who is the nexus of all realities, to experience the what ifs.
Now that would roll.
They'll say Man Thing and show him, and everyone will be like, whoa! Because it'll adjust for you, Jackson, yeah. So that you leave them alone.
Stop emailing us.
Watch What If. He's in that. And you're like, yeah, but that was a drawing.
Drawings are fake.
Movies are real. Eternals.
I don't, it's again, it's too cosmic. It's not going to tie into Black Widow.
Ms. Marvel.
Once again, very cosmic. Well, I mean, unless Taskmaster is a Skrull.
Yeah.
Unless Taskmaster is a Skrull.
It could be. No, that wouldn't shock me. I mean, it would be.
It'd be shocking. Because if they want to do,
well, okay, so
secret,
okay, how about this? Face reveal, yeah. It's, they take off the face mask and it is the Black Widow. She's looking at herself and she's like, what? Then it changes again to someone else.
Or it's like, Skrull. Because also, we've only had good Skrulls so far, and if they ever want to do Secret Invasion, they need bad Skrulls.
I think that would be so weird in Black Widow, because you're like... Oh, so like it'd be doing that thing where they're like you're tying Black Widow's backstory into something you want to set up in the future,
yeah.
Which would kind of take away the punch. They could do it, but I think it would be a bit disappointing.
Captain Marvel set in the '90s, tied into Skrulls.
Yeah, that's true.
Skrulls have been there. I mean, tying both of your female-led superhero movies to Skrulls for no particular reason is weird.
Yeah, and there's not really been any hints toward it being about Skrulls at all. But yeah. I guess they could do
because
it.
Because if you want to do clones, I mean, the Skrulls are not quite clones, but at least, you know,
they copy. Yeah.
So just to get you hyped for this list, and this is all just upcoming stuff that is 100% announced and has release dates, we are about a third of the way through.
That rules.
Yep.
So Hawkeye. Here's Taskmaster. Here's Taskmaster Hawkeye.
Here's Taskmaster Hawkeye. Oh, Taskmaster.
Well, in the timeline, old Taskmaster was, this is when... Hawkeye was becoming like Ronan. Yeah,
incorrect. This is before that.
So it was just before. I thought it was between the two films.
Yeah, no, Civil War and Infinity War.
Ah.
Between the two wars.
Maybe he tried something before he became Ronan.
And then they needed him for Infinity War, and he's like, "If I ever get the chance, I'm trying that again."
He's not in Infinity War. I keep forgetting that. That's funny.
He's doing other stuff.
He's on a farm loving his wife that disappears.
He's busy.
Sucked in, idiot. Wasting your time.
Falling in love like a big wiener.
He was already in love. They were married. He had kids.
Don't need to live on a farm. You're just like, oh, I am married.
Go get a job, idiot.
Sorry for it, like just enjoying my life with my wife, I guess.
If I have to go to work multiple times a week, Hawkeye does too.
That's true, dude. No, I'm with you.
You can love your wife out of your 9 to 5.
What do you think?
Call her at work. It's fine. You get a lunch break.
Is the Hawkeye, is he doing that while he's Avengers? Hey, honey, just checking in.
Yeah, that's nice.
What do you want for?
That's love.
That is love. What do we know what the Hawkeye show is about?
Kate Bishop.
Oh, okay. I don't think it
was. Who is Hayley Steinfeld. Everyone's like, good.
Yeah.
Me included. Good.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to tie it up.
Good actress.
Okay, dude. Okay.
You're not on board enough. This is good cast.
What else has she done?
I don't care.
Edge of 17.
I haven't seen it, dude. I'm sorry.
Joel Zammon is never going to know who this person is.
You didn't get excited for Man Thing.
Yeah.
It's because I don't think you're going to get Man Thing. Yeah. I didn't get excited about you telling me why all these things are going to have Man Thing for me then to sit next to you in the cinema and you to be like, oh, no Man Thing.
But on the off chance it does, imagine how happy we'll be.
Yeah, but you could be happy.
I'd be riding that high for the rest of my life.
I know. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Well, that's something as well. We know that there's multiverse shit coming, right?
Mm.
Do we think that that's going to tie into the Black Widow? Because I've read bad fan theories online where they're like, this will take place in, it'll be an alternate reality Black Widow.
I don't think this will be anything to do with the multiverse, because I think the multiverse is going to be happening like when Doctor Strange comes out and maybe the last episode of WandaVision.
Yeah.
And I think because this was meant to be released before all that, I just don't think we're going to get like multiverse bullshit.
Yeah.
The world was not ready for multiverses when this Black Widow film was meant to come out. Yeah.
This was just, I think what this is going to be is just like a fun spy thriller romp.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what we're going to get without much like.
Some cool fight scenes, jumping out of a plane, all the good shit.
Hey, want to hear something cool?
Yeah.
Every single thing I just said, 2021. So, now we're just looking at stuff that comes out early 2022. Doctor Strange 2. Don't think anything will tie into them.
No.
Thor, no. That also
Doctor Strange 2 might tie into Man-Thing.
Yes, Man-Thing. If Man-Thing doesn't appear in Doctor Strange to the Multiverse of Madness, I will walk.
Well, I feel the same as Bruce Campbell. If Bruce Campbell is in a Multiverse of Madness, I'm like, what have you done?
Yeah, I know. We'll walk.
We'll walk.
WandaVision will tie into that. Spider-Man will tie into that. Yeah. Loki might tie into that. Eternals might tie into that, but not Black Widow.
No.
Black Panther 2, no. Captain Marvel 2? No, okay. We're getting too far away from it.
Yeah, I don't think any of these. I think it's going to be fairly self-contained, but it might... Like at the end of this film,
Deadpool 3.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, I reckon they'll.
You know how I feel about Deadpool.
I know, dude.
On the other side of that cinema screen with a bat.
I know, dude.
Do we think that this will reintroduce? Do we think that it's kaput for Black Widow?
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
To be honest, you saying
it'll be a clone
at the end, you get a close up of like
her eyes opening.
I'm like, fucking
yeah. But she wasn't killed in battle. She was killed in a way where it was like she became a stone. But Steve Rogers returning the stone, is that going to bring her back to
There's
life?
There's like enough wiggle room for Marvel that if they wanted to bring her back.
If they want
to
make death totally irrelevant in the MCU, they which could. They already have, they definitely could.
How, I guess, bringing her back, would it make the death cheap?
Yeah.
I think so.
How much?
Not as cheap as the Gamora thing.
Yeah.
But still pretty cheap.
I think it would be if, because you can, I think they could bring her back if they were like, in Black Widow, the end of it, you were like, wow, there are so many more adventures. Having learned what she has in Black Widow, there are so many more adventures possible for Black Widow. Mm. For her to then open her eyes, I, as an audience member, would be like, well, I'm excited to see where that goes. But if she's just like, if there's not, if it's like a neat little package and she's just back for more general Avengers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's setting up for more solo Black Widow films, maybe that won't be so bad. If they're setting it up to be like, and she's back to where she used to be. Yeah. If it's not a game changer, if there's no status quo change, who cares?
Do you think the end credits scene
will
be something perhaps like, say, the Red Skull having a chat to Steve Rogers when he gives back the Soul Stone? And that maybe if we are...
Imagine Steve Rogers talking to Red Skull and he's like handing the Soul Stone back and he's like, does this void the sacrifice or something like that?
Yeah.
And Red Skull will be like,
yes!
Red Skull's like, I don't know.
fuck, dude, no one's ever done that. shit.
Literally, when you guys took the stone, that was the first time it had ever happened, so who can fucking say it?
You know how fucking crazy it is that you took the stone twice? Like, that's fucking crazy.
Where do you sleep, Red Skull?
I stand up.
Oh, I'll show you. Just this little depression in the rock. Oh, is it cold? It's not too bad.
What were you doing when there was no stone here?
What?
You still a Nazi?
I was never a Nazi. I made it very clear. So you got to understand, whilst I was working with the Nazis, I didn't respect them. And for some reason, expected that to be a free pass.
Oh, yeah.
But in some ways,
you're still working with the Nazis.
I'm more dangerous than the Nazis. Yeah. So I think that makes me extra bad.
Well, I guess
but
my question is, are you racist or not?
So I think my explanation was, no, I'm just full-blown evil, but no prejudice.
You hate all races equally.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you a better guy.
Now I'm in charge of the souls.
It just makes you, you know.
Yeah. Basically, I just really wanted to distance myself from World War II. Like, real bad.
Okay. Exactly. Anyway, I'll see you around.
So, is she coming back now?
Maybe. I don't know. Yes. No, who knows?
Steve Rogers being like, flicking the stone and being like, I trust this void's our sacrifice. Oh,
yeah.
I trust this void's our transaction.
Yeah,
something like that, you know. And like, because again, you imagine like, oh wow, we weren't expecting that. We get a Chris Evans cameo, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's Chris Evans.
Mm.
And then there's the implication that she come back.
Imagine he flicks the gem back in. And he's like, I hope this voids the sacrifice, and every sacrifice made to it is instantly voided, and he's just in a big crowd. Baby Gamora. Shouldn't have done that. Red Skull being like, oh my god, I didn't know that would happen.
Or again, like, the voice sacrifices, whatever. And it's like, yeah, done deal. And then everyone's like, oh my god, she's coming back. Mm. But really, it's just Gamora again. Then we get two Gamora.
Double Gamora.
Oh, old Gamora and baby Gamora would be cool.
What do you mean baby Gamora? You keep saying baby Gamora. Baby Gamora didn't go off a cliff.
Tell you what's happening.
You're remembering when Thanos clicked. And he went to his mind valves.
So in my mind, baby Gamora, I'll tell you, I picture the bottom of the cliff, dead Black Widow. Also dead Hawkeye, because I can't quite remember that scene. And dead baby Gamora.
Look, I can help you out.
I know they fight and Black Widow goes down, but I can also easily remember it as they fight and Hawkeye goes down.
No, well, that is what happens, but both fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
And if they don't let go, they both die.
So you understand where I'm coming from.
Well, no, because I then just put...
Then I kept watching the film.
Yeah, I didn't blink for 5 minutes.
Just closed my eyes, did half a blink, forgot what I was doing.
Oh my god, Hawkeye and Black Widow are dead. Next scene, Hawkeye's like, oh, I guess he's alright.
What?
Okay, so
that's when they go, what happened? Is he dead?
So we're going to get, I assume, this lovely, wonderful spy romp.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any sort of, I guess, lasting implications for the rest of the MCU?
What we need to take into consideration is this was clearly a deliberate first film of Phase 4.
True.
Mm-hmm. So there must be something in this that kicks off something.
Mm. If we're going with our man thing theory that we all are on board with. If this is revealed to be like they're making more widows, right?
Mm.
And they're doing this by training, but also injecting them with super soldier serum.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be the beginning of like the villains are going to be basically created? Mm. They're going to be people who have injected super soldier serum.
I think that's
serum.
Possible. I think maybe we could have a scene in this where Black Widow is like looking through documents and she's like, oh my god, like the super soldier serum that's been shipped all over the world. Mm. Like, holy shit.
Well, we know it works because that's in Civil War.
Mm. Exactly. But yeah.
Baron Zemo shot them all in the head, which was a huge reveal.
Yeah. But it could be the kind of thing where it's like, well, there's more out there.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, in Falcon and Winter Soldier, the Super Soldier Serum will be like a plot point or whatever that they're like.
Imagine they do exactly what they did with Age of Ultron, which is they suggest, they're like, oh my God, we're going to have to go take down all these Super Soldiers. And then the next thing starts and they're killing the last one.
Yeah. And they're like,
I don't know if you remember Age of Ultron. And if you don't remember, I completely understand.
Yep.
But so. Age of Ultron starts with like Hydra is shield now, and it starts with them taking down the last Hydra compound.
Right. It's like, oh, there it is.
That'd have been a cool thing to see.
That's okay. But yeah, but maybe I can see that because not every single TV show and every single movie is going to necessarily have the multiverse shit as like the villain or the overarching thing. So I could see the other side of that being Super Soldier Serum stuff.
If it's phase four, I mean, like this could be building the Thunderbolts team because old mate Captain Thunderbolt. What's his name?
Thunderbolt Ross?
Yeah.
Thaddeus?
He's here.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah. They kind of quite intentionally reintroduced him. Yeah. So.
We'll probably get a Red Hulk at some point. That's exciting.
Mm. Yeah, that would be cool. Who else is on the Thunderbolts team?
It depends which version Task of Thunderbolt.
The one that has Man-Thing in it.
Luke Cage, I think, is there.
Yeah, he won't be there.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. You got, like, was it Atlas? Who's like a guy goes big.
Mm. We didn't know that me and Jackson are sitting here with our mouth agape.
You got, I think it's like Screaming
you
Mimmy
get my attention.
Or something.
Screaming Mimmy, the character from Wiz Viz King.
Yeah. Cool. But like, they're all like villains.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get
the
there.
It's the Marvel Suicide Squad.
Yeah, which they would be very funny to do. There is a Suicide Squad movie coming out that DC are doing, but you can imagine
this year,
you can imagine Marvel being like, well, here's ours and, you know, whatever. And there, I think there are enough villains that have been reintroduced.
Oh, Baron Zemo is one of them as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's Citizen V. Hey, okay, got some lists up here. But so Baron Zemo, who is playing Citizen V. You've got some guy in like an Iron Man suit. His name is Beetle.
Yeah.
So you got like Goliath or Atlas, who's a guy who gets big and he uses like Pym particles.
Yeah.
So maybe we're getting like a super soldier Pym particle kind of like.
Yeah, Yellow Jacket die?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to
Screaming Mimi. I was right.
That
Screaming
is the Wiz Fizz character too.
Or Songbird.
Yeah.
Someone called Moonstone or Meteorite. Don't know what that is.
But so, I can see them because the idea of the Thunderbolts.
Hawkeye joins for a bit.
Yeah, classic. What are you doing, Hawkeye? Wants to get, well, he's just trying to fit in.
He's trying to get his finger in every pie.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think he was having a hissy fit when like he wasn't being respected in the Avengers. So he's like, well, I'll go and join a new team where I'm the leader.
Okay, who
he does
cares?
That a lot.
But I could
hit Hawkeye with a bat hard enough that he doesn't get back up.
I could push him off a boat if we were both on a boat, dude. And he would.
What if he was on a boat? You went on the boat, but you were near the boat.
I could still push him off.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's been a lot.
The idea of the Thunderbolts, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be thinking of another villain turned hero team, is that it's kind of like bad guy versions of all the good guys.
Yeah.
So I could see them going in that direction where they're like, here's an evil super soldier serum Captain America proxy. Here's a Spider-Man proxy. Here's a this proxy. Here's that proxy using some of the MCU characters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think for anything far-reaching to come from Black Widow, it will just be that there is a lot of super soldier serum out there, and you know, it would almost just be the kind of thing where they're like, well, we're putting it out there as a thread that future movies can grab if they want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that would be my theory as to how that's going.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, is there anything like big shocks? Do you reckon it's gonna be?
I think it's
film?
Gonna, and I'm really excited for this. I think it's gonna be just pretty self-contained, sort of on that front.
Well, I reckon we'll 100% get Chris Evans.
You reckon? Mm-hmm.
I reckon Chris Evans, because at the start of Infinity War, Chris Evans and
Black Widow
were paired up.
True. Yeah. So you think they'll be, like, at the end of Black Widow, we'll get how they got to that position.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool to show some of the stuff that they'd been doing as a kind of, like, weird underground. I don't know what was going on there, really. But
yeah, exactly. They were off the grid because, that's right, this is going to have some of the implications of Civil War that we haven't seen yet.
Mm.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah,
remember
she goes
that,
to
like,
Congress or something.
Yeah.
And like Steve Rogers has to go into hiding sort of because everyone's like, wow, you're a prick. You tried to kill Iron Man.
So maybe it'll be the kind of thing where...
We could get both.
Yeah.
Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. both in like tiny... Robert
Little
Downey Jr. will be like...
Roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I imagine Robert Downey Jr. getting like a him... like a press conference kind of thing on a TV, you see.
Yeah. But so I guess the the setup will be...
I hope Iron Man isn't in it, because I hate him. Anyway, yeah, could please continue. Fair.
Will be that Black Widow's like, I gotta get off the grid too. Mm. I'm gonna go back to Russia or wherever where I know that nobody's gonna be looking for me. She gets there, she's like, oh, look at all this trouble I left behind. Or maybe she's like, oh, I gotta get out of here, and Chris Evans will be like, you know where we'll be safe. Yeah.
You can't have the reveal at the start. Because if you put Chris Evans at the start of the movie, everyone's like, well, that's the cameo done. I'm less excited.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be more about Black Widow just going to Russia and more about like a call to action where she gets a note or like a villain from the past comes and she's like, oh no, now I have to go and help out my sister and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be something like that like happens to her.
Yeah.
Then she's like, okay, now I have to go.
Maybe they'll pull the classic, like, you're just following, you're like, who's this random woman? Like, this just looks like a, just a random lady or whatever. She's living a normal life, and then all of a sudden she's attacked by, like, Taskmaster goons, and you're like, oh my god, it was Black Widow all along, in disguise, in hiding.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. I
can also imagine the post-credit scene being something with Florence Pugh tying into the Avengers movie. Like, her walking up to Tony's funeral or something fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cast members, but if Florence Pugh was there, like, when they were filming Endgame, that's not hard.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have put me in the movie if I was there. They would have.
Or like, you know,
she went in on this?
Like, yeah, all right.
You know, when it was like, hey, Underoos, come and whatever like that. But it's like the same kind of scene. Mm. And it's like, and also White Widow. And then she's like putting on a boot. And be like, wait. And she falls over and she's slippy.
Falls off the cliff. As a throwback to the start of the movie, which opens with Black Widow falling off a cliff. Yeah. And maybe Hawkeye falls off the cliff too.
And I can't remember.
Baby Gamora.
Hard to say.
Maybe Gamora's already fallen off.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't
know. 5 years earlier, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. What? I guess let's settle on what are we?
Who we're going to lock in some things.
Yeah. Let's lock in some things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very confident that this is going to start. It's going to get the ball rolling with Thunderbolts.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Fair.
I'm less confident, but if I had to guess, I would say Chris Evans is going to be in this movie.
Okay.
My third swing for the fences is that Taskmaster, and this is, this is a big one.
This is huge.
Is a Black Widow clone.
Yeah. Mm. Damn. If that's the case, that would be cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Black Widow's mom that you see in the movie.
Yeah.
Based on the trailer, could also be Taskmaster, but I think the implication is that they rescued Black Widow from the Red Room.
So we'll see what plays out there.
Russia fella dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. Shot in the head.
Shot in the guts, I reckon. He'll be like, oh, my fat guts that I keep talking about.
My fat. No, he'll be like, oh, look. Or if you're going to do the whole quip thing with Captain America, like, get shot in the belly and be like, I can do this all day.
And then shoot him in the head.
Yeah. Shot again in the belly. And he's like, oh, maybe I can't.
My belly.
I spoke too soon. Yeah.
Oh, no, my belly.
Oh, yeah. And also the. How do you do this all day?
I locked that in. That is almost a guarantee.
Mm. Will you think about... Can you actually... If we see this in the cinema, which we will.
Yeah.
It's safe in Australia. Can you promise me if that line happens, you get up and you just leave?
I will walk. I promise you right here, right now, if that happens, I'll walk.
Okay, good.
It's a guarantee. And you'll have to tell me what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be sitting at the front of the cinema drinking my fifth Coke because I wait for you guys.
Because that's got to happen real early on.
I'll pre-buy you Choc Tops and just leave them in a freezer so that if that happens, you can just sit there and eat ice creams.
It's so funny to imagine me sitting out there and like 10 minutes has gone by. I'm like, is the joke still funny? I can come back in, right? And just debating it, but I won't. I'll stay strong and I'll stay out there.
It's funnier if you just don't ever see the second half of Black Widow. Just your entire knowledge base comes up from the start of the movie until they say
that line. And then I'm out of there. Then I'm gone.
You're like, what? Actually, no, don't tell me.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
It's bad if this starts a trend because I'm going to claim to walk too often on this show. I'm going to miss so many Marvel movies.
I also think it's going to be a Black Widow clone.
Mm-hmm.
I've won your own. Oh,
yeah, definitely won me over because I think it's going to be played by a female.
Yeah.
Character.
Yeah. See, it's just saying female.
It's awful. Bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
So I definitely do think it's going to be played by a female character. Yeah. I just think
played by a female actor.
Yeah.
Actress. Yes.
Yeah. So I think, and also I think Scarlett Johansson could play a villainous version of herself pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think she'll nail that. Yeah.
Mm.
And then you end up with what you were just talking about with Hawkeye, except this time it's Black Widow who was on the good guys, now on the bad guys, because it's a different Black Widow. But
yeah, exactly.
She'll be won over. She'll join, rejoin.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And then you go,
Florence Pugh, win her over and be like, sister, I miss you. I still stuck with this weird accent.
But I spit in this one.
Tom Holland's on the side being like, oi, governor.
Hey, nice.
It's just how I talk, right? Is it? Get it? Flipping.
Yeah,
and I think the what do we think the post credit scene is? Because
I am almost sold. Like, it's on Black Widow opening her eyes again down at the bottom of the cliff.
Nah,
I think this is where you're going to get the Chris Evans cameo in that scene, and we're going to get a hint of Black Widow coming back.
I think either hint of Black Widow coming back from the dead, or
the post credit scene. There's three that I'm like pretty confident could be it.
Yeah,
Chris Evans returning the Soul Stone,
mm-hmm.
and like a brief discussion where it's left vague if Black Widow's coming back, like. I like him being like, I trust this void's our transaction, and Red Skull being like, and then maybe shrugging. like a noise, and then just nothing.
Mm.
Florence Pugh walking up to Tony's funeral.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's mm-hmm. fair.
And or just like a Florence Pugh kind of thing where she
just ties into the like the main,
just to make her pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
What about this outside again? Another outside bet. Mm-hmm. Okay. So post credit scene, Super Soldier Serum. Making its way, like somebody, some character that we know is tied to the Super Soldier Serum,
mm-hmm.
using like a hit, like even like a Norman Osborn or something, like a I know Norman Osborn getting
that hit
this,
me for six.
Yeah, he's talking real. You nearly walked. You nearly got up and you're like, I'm not getting the end of this episode because I gotta go. Like we know it's a plot point, it's a MacGuffin in the movie. We gotta collect the Super Soldier Serum so that it doesn't get out there, doesn't make more super soldiers or whatever, because it's a cooked version of it or whatever.
Yeah.
We know exactly what it looks like, and then in the last scene it's like somebody carrying it.
Like Oscorp or something.
Yeah, somebody carrying it. They've got like in a case, like it's like a one of those cases that's like hermetically sealed, and they heft it up and it says Oscorp on it, and they're taking it in and they place it down, and an actor who we can't quite see is like, did you get it? And they're like, we got it, Mr. Osborne or whatever.
Lock it in, Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my outside take for that. I think that would
that
be
will make
possible.
Me be sick on myself. Like, don't tie Black Widow to Spider-Man out of nowhere.
But you can imagine it, right?
Yes.
You can see it.
I can, because like again,
it's feasible.
Norman Osborn is like part of that Thunderbolts, and this is like, we haven't if we haven't got that much in terms of like Spider-Man's origin story, we don't really have anything to do with like Oscorp or how or all of that, but we know as like, filmgoers the Oscorp in our brain, so we're like, Norman, and this would be like, is a Black Widow is a Spider-Man, a Green Goblin, they're all together.
Yay!
Know that since that reveal has been brought up in this episode, I've just been crying.
You've just got steady streams of tears coming out of your eyes.
Oh, I forgot they can be stupid.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's pretty high up. I think there's a good chance that's coming.
Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
Your end credit prediction is Norman Osborn.
Yeah, Norman Osborn gets it, and his face is in shadow, and he's like, is that the goblin juice? And they're like, yes, Mr. Osborn.
Good.
Put it in me.
Pour me a glass.
Because
I don't like this.
Yes. Well, because the Hulk is linked to the super serum, right? And it makes him a green behemoth,
What if it's...
No, so it's kind of like gamma-radiated serum...
He's like, put it in the gamma radiation machine.
What if Thunderbolt Ross becomes Red Hulk in the end credits?
Whoa! Tied into Hulk.
Tied into what you were just saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that I'm putting my money on Norman Osborn, and it's just that the Super Soldier Serum MacGuffin goes to somebody who we know is related to the Super Soldier Serum.
In the MCU, is the Super Soldier Serum tied into the Hulk as well?
It's really
vague. It's in like, I don't know if you remember, and honestly, you shouldn't. But the opening credits of The Incredible Hulk, the film that's in the MCU, they intentionally made it sort of vague, so it could also be a sequel to Hulk, but it's not.
So,
like, he's already Hulk at the start of the film, and you get, like, in the opening credits, there's lots of, like, files and shit.
Like,
a title sequence. And there, it mentions, it was an attempt at the Super Soldier Serum.
Okay.
But he got radiated not because he was injecting it. It was just, like,
he stopped a bomb.
Yeah.
What about this? This is my final... This is my ideal post-credit sequence. Okay?
Man Thing, full stop.
Yeah, no, well, but you got to hear me out.
Man Thing will return in every MCU movie.
No, it's like
and then it fades in again, and TV show.
Then it fades in again, Jackson. Stop emailing us.
No, so it's in the cinema.
I got to run.
Oh my god!
I'm walking, but I'm happy this time. I'm walking because I'm full of energy. No, so Super Soldier Serum, right? Say it's like red. It's like a red juice.
Yeah.
Camera pans into the red juice, pans out, it's in a hypodermic syringe as Ted Salas careens towards the Florida Everglades. He says, "My ex-wife fuckled me out of the juice," and injects it into his body. Then he careens through the railing into the water, and then Man-Thing will return.
Man-Thing will have will get fuckled by his ex-wife in Man-Thing.
Jackson. And on that note, I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Joel. And this has been Base of Speculation of We've Been the BS Boys.
Of We've Been. And of We've Been.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.